Hello, welcome to the Spiritually Armored Podcast. I'm Mike Strother, and you're listening to the bonus content of the show. The title of the episode for today is No Fear. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, Paul wrote to Timothy, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God." I'd like to talk to you for a brief time about fear and suffering, two things mentioned by Paul in this verse. I came across this story of these Chinese Christians in House to House, Heart to Heart. A missionary was on a trip to China, and 22 Christians took a 13-hour train ride to attend sessions at a 700-square-foot hotel room. Out of those 22 Christians, 18 had spent time in prison due to their faith. The missionary asked what would happen if they got caught. He was told that he would be deported within 24 hours, and they would go to prison for 3 years. There were only 15 Bibles, so 7 of them didn't have one. When he told them to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, he noticed one lady handed her Bible to another person. He soon realized that it was because she had memorized the whole book. During a break, the missionary went up to her and said, "You recited the whole chapter." Her reply was, "In prison you have much time." She told him that all Christian material is confiscated, so people smuggle in scripture written on paper. She told him that they memorize it as fast as they can, because as she said, they can take the paper, but they can't take what is hidden in your heart. Following the training sessions, a man asked the missionary if he would pray that one day they would be like him. The missionary refused, saying, "You rode a train 13 hours to get here. In my country, if you have to drive more than an hour, people will not come. You sat on a wooden floor for 3 days. In my country, if people have to sit for more than 40 minutes, they leave. In my country, if it is not padded pews and air conditioning, people will not come back. In my country, we have an average of 2 Bibles per family, but we do not read them. You hardly have any Bibles, and you memorize verses from paper. I will not pray that you become like us. I will pray that we become like you." To slow down the growth of Christianity, Chinese authorities have shut down churches and arrested Christians for worshiping without government approval. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26, we read, "By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward." You know, in our previous episode, we talked about remaining faithful. This is what it looks like. I think we as Christians need to make the best of whatever situation we're in, whether in a communist nation like China or in a constitutional republic such as ours. Although we don't face going to jail for 3 years for producing and listening to this podcast, our nation is far from perfect. We have many of our own problems and plenty of chaos across our land. We need to focus on doing good, letting our light shine and holding fast to God's word. James in chapter 4, verse 17 writes, "Therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." Let's be thankful to him from whom all blessings flow for all that we have and are able to do in our country. Thankful to God for allowing us to talk openly about his word, the truth, without fear of being thrown into prison for our beliefs, and let us pray for our fellow Christians who suffer at the hands of evil in other lands. Let's look at a few verses together. We'll start with 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. 1 Peter 3:13 to 17. "And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Notice 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. 1 Peter 4, 12 to 17. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? You know, Peter didn't just write these things for others to observe. He was a doer. In Acts chapter 4, we see that Peter and John healed a lame man. The people were amazed, and Peter began preaching to the people. Peter and John were arrested, and after they addressed the Sanhedrin got together and they conferred among themselves, knowing that a miracle had been done through them. So they decide to threaten them and tell them not to speak in the name of Jesus anymore. Notice verses 18 through 20 of Acts chapter 4. Acts 4:18 to 20. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. In Acts chapter 5, the apostles were put into prison. An angel of the Lord came and released them from the prison and told them to go teach the people in the temple. The high priest sent officers to bring them from the prison, but they weren't there. Then someone came and told them that they were in the temple teaching the people. So they brought them before the council. Notice verses 27 through 32 of Acts chapter 5. Acts 5:27 to 32. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. A couple more verses. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Hebrews 13, 5 to 6. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Notice Luke chapter 12, verse 4. Luke 12 and 4. Jesus speaking here, and I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. I would encourage all of us not to settle, not to sit back, but to do all that we can in our families, in our communities, and in our workplaces to get God's truth out there, to stand for good and oppose evil, no matter the consequences. In other words, no fear. It's rather apparent that our brothers and sisters in China would agree. Maybe you're a Christian, but some type of fear has taken hold of you. Maybe a fear that you're too far gone. Maybe you're suffering. Maybe things aren't going well for you. Our God is willing and able to help, but he can't help unless you let him. Maybe you would like to become a Christian. We would love to help you. We would love to point you in the right direction, to help you find a church, or to study the Bible with you. Please feel free to reach out to us at armoredspiritually@gmail.com. Again, that's armoredspiritually@gmail.com. We thank you for listening.